Hello, welcome to Feed, Play, Love, the bite-sized podcast for parents. I'm Siobhan Hunt. This is a show all about parenting. I speak to experts and carers about everything from fussy eating, toddler behaviour, sleep and more. When my daughter was a baby, my husband played her Pink Floyd on rotation. He was convinced it would put her to sleep. We all have our own ideas about the right kinds of sounds that will help our babies sleep. So I'm intrigued to hear from Eli Murray and what he has to say about it. He's a composer and musician who has designed soundscapes for Kindling Kids Radio's Sound Bubbles series and Bedtime Explorers, and has just released his own album called Outside Explorers. And to be totally transparent, Kindling Kids Radio is Babyology's sister company. Hi, Eli. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me, Siobhan.
It's a pleasure. So when you became a dad, were you madly thinking of ways to help your baby to sleep?
Yeah, massively. A bit of background. Before I started doing music production, I worked a lot as a DJ. So I collected a lot of different types of music and genres. And I was very excited when we knew our son was on the way, that I started going a lot through my record collection and pulling out all of these different types of music that I think that he would possibly enjoy while still inside my wife's womb. And
did you put the speakers on your wife's belly?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah. And we just played some of our favorite music to him. And naturally, a lot of that was more on the gentler side, folk music, easy rock, ambient, and also dub and reggae, stuff that's quite low-end and bassy.
So you weren't playing Pink Floyd?
No, but funny you mentioned that. I am a massive Pink Floyd fan.
Oh, well, I found having it on rotation slightly depressing, but maybe that's just me. My daughter does love Pink Floyd now. She's 9 and she's a big fan. Did that music that you were playing while he was in utero, did you continue playing that when he was born?
Yeah, particularly a few albums, and what we ended up playing a lot when he was, a few months old, was a lot more folk music. And particularly there was one album that comes to mind, which is by a woman called Vashti Bunyan. She's quite famous from, I think it was the late 60s, for putting out this one album that is just stunning. It's very simple, very innocent, and optimistic sounding folk. And we would play that to him a lot in his bedroom. And I actually had a turntable in there, so we used to play records to him. And that really, really helped. And I still remember those kind of earlier months as new parents where, lack of sleep, and each day kind of melts into the next one.
Yes.
And playing that album a lot to him to help him go to sleep.
And do you think it helped you as well? Because I know other people might think of white noise like the sound of a dryer going, or that kind of industrial kind of soundscape. But when you talk about that folk music, to me it sounds like something that would help to calm you down as well. I mean, did you find that at all?
No, yes, you're completely correct. I think it helped our stress levels and, I guess, anxiousness, particularly when you're a new parent. I think after the first child you get used to it, and I think you naturally become a bit more relaxed, but particularly with our son, we were still, learning the ropes and could be quite stressed. So I think playing that music helped us, which I think naturally obviously was passed on to him.
Yeah. So moving on to the work you did on Sound Bubbles for Kindling, how did you kind of conceptualize the sort of soundscapes that you'd make for them? Like, what were you thinking when you were putting that together?
Well, I worked a lot with Lorna Clarkson, so the director, obviously, at Kindling Radio, who we have a long friendship with for quite a few years. I've known Lorna.
DJs together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was quite natural when I speak to her. I think our you know, enthusiasm and excitement for ideas comes quite naturally.
Yeah.
So we spoke about particularly each album that I've written for Kindling Radio. And the first album that I did was more about those first early months of a child's life. And so it was more about being inside the house, and it was designed to be more, I think, for parents just as much as the child. Whereas the second volume of music that I've written, which is The Outside Explorations, it's more about venturing outside. And so with that, I've recorded a lot more field recordings, which I do a lot for my process with music making, and taking just a small handheld digital recorder outside of where I can record sounds that intrigue me. And a lot of those can be just the wind, or going to the ocean, or going into the bush, or listening to birds, all of those kind of natural sounds.
And did the way you think about it, do you think that being a dad impacted the way you were creating those sounds?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, being a parent obviously really helps create the music that I've written for this, because I have that real-time interaction with my own children. I've often put on some of the music that I've written at lower volumes while they've been playing, or just being outside, you know, in our backyard, and just putting it at a level where they don't really notice it, but I can see that it really affects them in a positive way.
So does it, it's their mood, do you think? Is that what?
Yes, definitely. I think it just calms them. I think the idea with meditation music, and particularly the music that I've written for Kindling Kids Radio, is that it should be sounds that are not completely engaging. They're more like background sounds. And the idea is it's just kind of creates an atmosphere more than an engagement, like you listen to a modern day pop song and, you know, listen to the lyrics and interact with the rhythms, whereas the music I'm writing here is more about just putting it so it's subtle, and it just helps obviously create a positive atmosphere, and hopefully helps people and children just relieve their anxiety or stress. And particularly talking to you right now, where we're back back in lockdown again, and people are really finding it tough. It's not just myself and my wife, but our children. You can see how much it affects them. And my son, who's now 7, he's old enough to know what's going on. And I think something like COVID-19 is a word that he's very familiar with now, and it's associated with pretty negative feelings for him as well.
And it's interesting you say that in terms of having it sort of background to help with mood, because I never realized how important it was to have some kind of background music when you're working until I was in the office over the last 18 months or whatever, and there's been no one else in there and no music, no nothing, and it's just the silence can make it very intense in a way. Like, I don't get me wrong, I have children, so silence is golden when it happens. But when you're all together at home and you can't go outside, or you know, or you're trying to concentrate on something, or something's going on, when there's no music, it can actually make things feel, if you're not in a great mood, it can make it feel worse.
Oh, definitely. I completely understand. I find it enhances and heightens stress, anxiety, worry, those negative feelings. So I'm a massive believer in, when I'm in those kind of, you know, negative moods, I know to put on music, and particularly music that is not full of words and beats or rhythms. It's more, I like to just put music on that will help lift my mood and just create a more gentle atmosphere and more positive without having to be completely engaging.
Yeah, and I love the idea with Outside Explorations that it is so calming, but you do have that liveliness of the sound of the outside. Kind of can go there without really making the effort.
Well, it's a really good point. I think right now, as mentioned, just with lockdown, that people can put on some of this music that I've created and go somewhere with it. And I'm a massive believer in that. I think a lot of the music I create is all about creating imaginary landscapes or places to explore without obviously having to leave the comfort of your own room or wherever you're listening to the music. It's about escapism and being able to go somewhere, and particularly when a lot of people that are in cities and cannot escape to the bush or to the ocean, this is a way for them to do that.
Eli, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That's Eli Murray. He's a musician and composer. And Kindling Kids Radio is playing Outside Explorations by Gentle Force all this week as its High Five feature album. So tune in through the Kindling app to listen. And to get yourself a copy of Outside Explorations or to explore any of Eli's other music, head to gentleforce.bandcamp. I'll put links in the notes of this episode. Feed, Play, Love is a Babyology podcast produced and presented by me, Siobhan Hunt. I'd love to hear from you, so if you'd like to get in touch, email me at feedplaylove@theparentbrand.com.au. See you next time.